We're walking past an old factory and a sort of abandoned 1970s tower block, and I'm here with Brian Stevens.
Brian David Stevens.
Brian David Stevens.
That's the thing. There's another photographer called Brian Stevens.
So you're the original Brian David Stevens.
I am the one and only, hopefully.
And we're looking for Donlan Books, which is down here. Hi, are you Ben?
Yeah, that's right.
So I'm from Source, okay. Photography magazine, and this is Brian.
And I
David Stevens.
Make you a closer ruin, and I've got pictures up on your walls as well.
Yeah.
We're visiting small new bookshops and galleries and places like that.
Okay, cool.
And so we just walked down the road to see you, because neither of us have been here before.
Oh, right, yeah, cool. This is our photography.
Zines and just a lot of self-published, and some of the self-published stuff does just as well as the, you know.
So what are the books that people are most looking for when they come here?
Well, Connor's just brought back quite a lot of books from Japan, like a lot of rare photography books, so that's one thing we do quite a lot of.
Do you have quite a lot of collectors?
Yeah.
What's the demographic of photography book collectors?
We already know them. Generally.
Do you have people who buy books to keep as a sort of as an investment?
Yeah, you do. Yeah. They usually buy two.
Yeah.
And then I suppose you have book dealers who come in. We don't really like to sell to a book dealer because we think we're really fairly priced.
Yeah.
And we try and keep it just as low as we can to just make some money, but you know, but
that's been a problem in terms of the just dealers in photography and photography.
Yeah, I think it's a massively inflated market
because they're buying off each other just to chuck the value up.
And, probably, yeah. You know, there are some people. Basically, they've got access to people with a lot of money who just don't care what they're spending. They just want to buy cool.
Yeah.
You know, they want to be told what's cool, and they'll buy it. And they don't care what the money they're spending.
Do you get a lot of photographers?
Yeah.
Do you think that it's photographers who buy the most photography books?
Good question. I mean, not. I wouldn't say it's reliant on that. You know, no, I just think, like, most people who buy photography books are taking pictures. Less so, say, with art books, it's different. But with photography, it's an easier medium to think that you can do it. I'm not saying that's the truth, but, you know.
It's quite odd because art books never attain the value that photography books do. I always find that slightly.
No, well, I think it's because photography books are effectively an original piece of work.
Well, they're the end point.
Yeah. Whereas an art book is just a photograph of a painting.
Connor, could I speak to you for a moment?
Yeah.
So you ran the shop?
Yep.
And when did you start it?
I can't even know. 6 years ago? 5 years ago? Yeah, but I started connected to galleries, so it was kind of quite different whenever I started. More kind of specifically sort of artist books.
What's your own background?
I actually studied fashion design in St. Martin's. And then after that, I went to work for Wolfgang Tillmann's photographer for 6 years. And then kind of fell... I mean, I always loved books. I always collected books when I was younger, and then kind of fell into it. I remember when I opened the shop, I didn't have about 25 books.
What are the things that most excite you? I mean, photography seems to be the larger part
photography
of stuff.
But I wouldn't say photography is in kind of photo world photography. I kind of like to try and be a bit more eclectic.
A bit bored by just standard photography, you know, it's boring on the whole. Do you know what I mean? 90 books of the percent of the books that Steidl produce now, it's just kind of a little bit dull. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, I prefer something that comes from a little bit of an angle. I think, like, with photography, that's my problem with photography world. I keep on talking about photography world, I don't really know what I'm talking about, but it's very narrow in terms of what...
That's exactly what we were saying.
In what it kind of appreciates. It doesn't understand art.
Yeah, you never find a photographer, when you ask them, what are your influences? It'll just be another list of other photographers doing basically the same thing.
You know these lists that come out every year of the best photo books? You look at the list, all these kind of things in the last few weeks, it's the same old shite, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm sorry,
no,
that
but it's often
book.
Mates.
It's mates patting each other's backs, and that's the way photo world is. It's all these fucking, it's like 30, 40-year-old men.
Are most of your customers blokes, then?
No. Well, yes. I mean, no, for that type of thing, for the MacBooks and all the rest, you know, like, you know, a lot, you know, but I like what they're doing, you know what I mean? Yeah. But I'm not knocking photography people talk because they're, you know, obviously customers. But you know, it's definitely a blokey thing anyway. There's rarely that a girl will come and buy a book from
slightly
like
Asperger's.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's the collecting thing. It's the collecting thing. It's that kind of, you know, you know, these people buying things knowing that they're gonna sell it again in 2 years. See, I don't have any books anymore. I mean, I suppose when I started the shop, I put all my books in the shop and kind of sold them.
Yeah.
But like, you know, upstairs, a little upstairs, I don't really have that many books. Yeah.
You live over the shop then?
I do, but not for much longer because the landlord's actually selling the building in 6 months, so I'm out of here. So I have to find somewhere else. But, yeah.
It's a fantastic old
yeah,
shop.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's going to be very sad to be able to leave. But
do you know where you're going then?
Do I know where I'm going? No. I mean, I'd like to stay on the street, but I don't think that's going to happen. So I really don't know. I really decide after Christmas what's happening. So might be no shop at this time next year. Let's see.